Today's daf in Masechet Menachot is daf Lamed Vov, and we are holding on daf Lamed Hey Amud Beit Omar Rav Yehuda. Kesher Shel Tefillin, this is about one third of the way up. Kesher Shel Tefillin, Tzarik Sheyeh Lema'ala, Kedei Sheyu Yisrael Lema'ala V'lo Lemata. The Kesher Shel Tefillin in the back of the Tefillin Shel Rosh, most learn it's referring to, except of course the Rosh himself, who learns it's referring to the Tefillin Shel Yad. But in any event, let's take the approach of most of the portion. Some hold it's referring to both. The Kesher Shel Tefillin should be at the top of the base of the spine and not towards the neck downwards, as a simon that Yisrael should be always above. Furthermore, they should be placed in such a way, tzarikshu klapei panim, the tefillin and in the front and the kesher in the back should be a straight line from one to the other. Whereas if you would put it slightly to the side and you would draw a straight line, then you're not going through the face, you're going through the side of the face. And you want Yisrael to be lifanim, velo la'achor, they should be facing forwards. The other lashon is, that Rashi brings, is lifnim, not lifanim, but rather lifnim, because what we're talking about is the actual knot. The knot should be facing the outside and not towards the inside, because, meaning that the nice part of the knot should be outside, the inside part of the knot should be inside, which is one of the approaches to Noyehem that we had yesterday, that it wasn't referring to the Ritzuot, but it was referring to the knot of the tefillin itself, which again, Tosus points out, doesn't really make sense, because when the Ritzuot flipped, the Gemara said, don't you hold of Noyehem Levar. So you would have to learn that the knot had actually flipped, which is unusual. Okay, but in any event, even if it didn't mean it there, it could mean it here. That there's an Ian, that the knot, in other words, the complex part of the knot should be facing towards the neck and not outside. And the other approach is that it's indeed referring to the Tefillah Shel Yad. And when it says that the Tefillah Shel Yad should be Lamala, the Tefillah Shel Yad Lamala means that it should be above on the bicep, so that the bottom part of the tefillah is towards the top of the hand. When it says lifnim, it means that it should be not straight up on the bicep, but towards the heart. And basically, we do both of these things. So the tefillin shel yad, we put on the hand a little bit bent in towards the lave, such that when a person puts his hand across his chest, the tefillin are facing towards his heart. And the tefillin shel rosh, the knot is on the nape of the neck towards the top, and not to either side, and the knot is facing out. So all of the inyanim that are according to any of the pshatim, we do.
Go ahead.
It depends how far off. But if it's Lawrence in the nape, it's okay. He's suggesting it's on the top. That could be mostly above. Same thing with the shel yad.
When Rebbe said so, that it's above the hand, the arm, the al yad.
The ketzitza should be at the midpoint of the bicep.
So, but not too low down. But when we talked about the being at the top of the hand.
I meant the muscle of the arm.
Okay. Right,
yeah, I'm sorry. Should be more medayi.
I was sure
that it was... Lamaisa, there you would be yotze. It's a siddur. it's on yadecha. Furthermore, we have another interesting mimer that Omar of Shmuel bar Bidri, Omar Rav, Amar Lomar of Acharicha, Omar of Huna, Amar Lomar of Menashe, Amar Shmuel, Tefillin me'ima ta'im mevarech aleim. Now, this should not be confused with the lashon of the Braita that we're going to have soon, which is Tefillin me'ima ta'im mevarech aleim, is a reference to what time of the day are you mevarech on them. Over here it means at what point of the Anoch. This is not a Braita. This is a mimer. And here it's referring to at what point of the Anoch does one make the bracha. And it strangely says, Misha'at anachata, which means after putting them on, then you make the bracha. Yes, well, is that possible, ain't it? We have a general rule about brachot. The Omer of Yerom HaShmuel, Kol ha-mitzvot kulan mevarech alayem over la-siyatan. We always make the bracha immediately before the doing of the mitzvah. And here you're telling me, first I put them on? Abayev Rabbat Amr Tavavad. Yes, that's the point here. It doesn't over mean not some time before, but just as you pass it by. That's the meaning. That's why we bring the posik always when we bring this Vayavor Takushi. In other words, it's a competition almost as to which one comes first. So therefore, that's exactly what we're saying. put on the tefillin, and then before being kosher the tefillin, make the bracha. Whereas if you would make the bracha before, then there'll be a long time between the actual kiyum of the mitzvah, which is the actual kishira of the tefillin. Now there is a sheet in the Tosfos that wants to prove from here that you have to be kosher the tefillin every time you put them on. Oh boy, that would be something.
Make a new
kesher every time you put them on. It says, from Mishat Anachah until Shat Kshira, which of course has to do with how you would understand the Gemaras that say that everybody has to learn Birchat Chatanim, Shrita, and so on and so forth. There's a Shaila of Kesher Shal Tefillin, he has to learn. So there was a Machlokas Rishonim. No, the Gemara that says you don't include Kesher Shal Tefillin, Rashi learns, so everybody knows that. So, how does it know? A professional does that. And so there would be no gay at this. Lamaisa, there's a Shita in Taisus that tries to say that maybe for the Shal Yad, you would need Kshira because that's where it says Ukshar Tam. The other one says Vahayu. Vahayu La'ot is different than Ukshar Tam La'ot Ayata. So maybe, but in the end, he's made it to Rabbi Natam that when it says over here Kshira, it means Hiduk. So when you pull your Shalyad, then you're being Mahadek. And when you press down on the Shalrosh, that it's on your head properly, that's the Hiduk. So first you set it down loosely, both on the Shalyad and the Shalrosh, and then you make the Bracha, and then you pull it tight. Let's wait till we get to the brachas, okay? We're in another 2 minutes, and then we'll discuss.
Either way, that is true. In other words, you're much more involved in your shalyad and attaching it than simple putting on the shalosh, even if you say that either.
No, not really. No, it's not true, because, I mean, that's just additions that we do. It's not essential to do that whole business of tying it all the way down your hand and wrapping it around your fingers.
Even the fact that I went like this, at some level, that's making a kesher more of a mice rather than simply a place, isn't it? I just think
this I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, certainly nobody mentions it in any way that would be Nageya, the Brocha, the Halacha, or anything like that.
No, I'm just saying that.
Honestly, I don't see why that's true. That's all there is to do. I mean, it's not, there's no way to be, it's not, it doesn't have the equivalent closure that the Shal Rosh has. I don't know whether you're right. And, well, maybe it's interesting that it works out that way logistically, more of a, you know, that broad sense of more kshira could be. I don't know that it's nogea in any way, but if therefore it was made this way and so on and so forth. Then, yeah. So therefore, it's mi sha'ata by Rav Adamir. Mi sha'ata anacha, from the time of anacha up until the shat kshira, that's the time we make the bro. Omer Rav Chista sach ben tefila le tefila. If you said anything, even like one word, between one tefillah and the next, you have to go back chozer mevarech. Mashma, that if you weren't sach, you wouldn't even make a bracha on the second tefillah, right? Sach im, lo sach lo. V'yoshalach Rav Chiya b'reid Ravuna m'shmeid Rav Yochanan. Al tefillah shel yad, omer baruch asher kedishanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu lehaniach tefillin. And al tefillin shel rosh omer, baruch asher kedishanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al mitzvah tefillin. So lechora, the lehaniach, Rashi learns the reason that we say laniach, and this is does what says elsewhere too, that it's because the beginning of the mitzvah is the actual hanacha, not because, as Rabbi Arnea suggested, that there's more of an inyan of the laniach. We don't want to say kishira, because then it would be mashba, that that's the mitzvah. And that once you do the kishira, you take it off and it's fine. Therefore, it's dafka laniach, to leave it on. And the mitzvah of the Ot Ibeni Uven B'nei Yisrael is always begetter continuous. Really, there's a chiyuv to have the tefillin on at all times because of that. Except that you're not allowed to be Mesiach Daite, as we're going to get. It's an Ot. Right. So the Ot is a permanent thing, that you're involved in Avedas Hashem. Or, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen you. Et Hashem HaMarta Yom, Hashem HaMircha Yom, which is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin. But in any event, there we say, since it's the beginning of the mitzvah, we say laniach. On the shalrosh, which is the conclusion of the mitzvah, we say al mitzvah tefillin. We'll see that there's other inyanim involved in a moment. But that would mean that if you're going to make a brach even without sicha, there should be a mitzvah to say al mitzvah tefillin as the gemara. Therefore, we answer, Abaye Rav Adamar Tavayu, if lo sah, so then mevarech achat. If you didn't say anything between the two, you could get away with just saying laniach tefillin. Sah mevarech Stein. If you did, then you had to make an additional bracha for the Tefillah Shel Rosh. Now, the Tosfos does not like this approach at all. This is the approach of the Sfaradim. Tosfos does not like this approach because it says, first of all, it says Chozer Umavarech. Chozer Umavarech means you go back and say the same bracha. Furthermore, if you're telling me that you only make this bracha of Al Mitzvah Tefillin where you were over in Avera, it would turn out that there were Mekoveya, a special bracha for over in Avera. Does that make sense? So on the second question, you could say they weren't koveya the bracha for Avri Avera. They were koveya the bracha for someone who only has a tefillah shel rosh, or he has a cask on his hand, or whatever. Certainly, we're going to see they're two separate mitzvahs, and you're mekayim one without the other, and you would make a bracha. Which bracha would you make? But then the problem is that if that's the case, then how could you make the bracha of Al if you never did the Laniach, where Rashi says that the only reason we're calling it Al is because you already did the Laniach, and this is the conclusion. But if you didn't do the Laniach, why would they have been a Koveya of bracha, if not for Ovri Avera, on Al? That's very strange. The truth is, though, that there are other reasons for the distinction between the Al and the Laniach, and that is that when it comes to the Tefillah Shel Rosh, since that is the Iker Tefillin, because it has the four Batim and it has the Shem Hashem, the most of the Shem Hashem that's written on it, so that on the broader sense of the Mitzvah of Tefillin, there were Koveya on the Shel Rosh, not because it's the Gemar on Mitzvah, in which case it would be Koveya even where you only had one tefillah. Obviously, you could say that once already they had to be koveya that bracha. They were koveya even at a time that should be the bracha when it wasn't the gemar. That already you could say. So that all of the time would be involved. No, that we're going to get to. We're going to get to all of that. Okay. So Tosfos, let me just conclude with what Tosfos holds. So Tosfos therefore says, you always make the bracha. This is why the Ashkenazim do it. You always make the bracha on the Tefillah Shel Rosh. When it says Chozer Mevarech, it's because originally the bracha of Hanocha is set on both Shel Yad and Shel Rosh. If you were mafsik, now you need the bracha of Hanocha again on the Shel Rosh. You can't be semech on the original bracha, because now you are mafsik between the two. Therefore, it would be a complete bracha she'ina tzrichasa, which is why, according to Tosfos, makes perfectly good sense, that the Gemara continues to say, Tana, as the Braita tells us, sach bein tefillah la tefillah, if you spoke between one tefillah and the other, then that is an avera, because you were gomer bracha she'ina tzrichasa, and you would not be allowed to be in the army. You'd be sent home. We don't take people like that to the army, but somebody was mafsik between his Tefillah Shel Yad and Tefillah Shel Rosh.
It's that simple.
And we're supposed to win wars with swabs like that? There's no way. We have that Hashem is supposed to be Mahalach, but care of Machanecha, and we're going to have Chaitim and Peshim and that's why I think that bracha for Chayalei Tzal is a horrible thing to say. It's Ma'ir is so much dinim against Tzal in the Shemaim that to say that Hashem Elokecha mitalech b'kerav machanecha, God help us, pornographic pictures. God only knows what's going on there. This and that. I mean, at least don't say it. Make a bracha. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us anyway. But certainly don't make it into something holy. I mean, even if it's only begetter bakosha. But to say that bakosha in the context of asking is rather because it's mamish, it's ma'er dinim, chas v'shalom.
So, someone else too about someone put their head fell on before their hand.
No, it's this. Yeah. So, amazingly, Rashi would have to learn this entirely differently. Because as Tosfos points out, according to Rashi, if you're sach, it's a mitzvah. Because now you get a chance to make that other special broch. Because anyway, you don't make la niyach on the shel rosh again. So why is it a broch shein etzrichasa? And indeed, Rashi says over here, sach v'lo birech. It's an avera b'yada. If he wants to pretend, I didn't really mafsik, then it's an avera b'yada. But lamais, if he goes ahead and he speaks, isn't it? To a sach, it's the connection that's ruined. If you ruin the connection between your mind and your hand, then you've become either an animal or an armchair general.
The
idea of, so that's because you were going to brocha shein and tzrichas. You're going to make the brocha again. No, but then you're going to have to make another la niya. If you spoke, then avada would be. But over here, to say stam, that's in order to be yotzei, leave it to Rashi. As a libra Rashi, you're not supposed to make the other brocha at all. Yeah, you don't make that brocha at all unless you were mafsid of that. At least according to him. According to him, why are you saying this if you weren't mafsid? So this accounts for the two minhagim. Some are noyig. Rashi's approach, never to say the second brocha, and some are noyig, always to say the second brocha, and with a hefsek, to repeat the first brocha.
Does everybody say brocha?
No. No, of course not. No, they only make one brocha.
Yeah. They don't make
almonds. No, it's good.
And they eat rice on Pesach. And they eat rice on Pesach.
We're two pairs, so they
אם מפסיקים, אבל רק אם מפסיקים. תנא, כשהוא מניח, מניח שהיד ואחר כך מניח שלוש. When you do the הנחה, so first you do the הנחה of יד, and then you do the הנחה of ראש. But the other way around, כשהוא חולץ, when one takes off the tefillin, first take off the שלוש, ואחר כך חולץ של יד. Now, בשלמה, ask the Gemara, I understand the first part, because that's the פסוק. כשהוא מניח, מניח שיד ואחר כך מניח שלוש, as it's presented in the פסוק. Shartam laot al yadecha. So do the kshira yadecha first, and then vahadar vayudatot avot beinech. But why would it be true that kishu choletz cholet shel rosh viachaka cholet shel yad? Where in the world would we get that from? Mimolan. Omar Rabba, let me tell you, Ravuna Azbroli. Ravuna explained this to me. He said the meaning of the word v'hayu v'totafot beninecha, which I'm sure you took to mean v'hayu ha-devorim ha'ela, referring to Divrei Torah. But it can't mean that. Because if it meant that, it would have simply said ukshartam la'ot ayadecha u'totafot beninecha. Why does it say v'hayu v'totafot beninecha? Must be a reference to the tefillin themselves, meaning kol zman shebein enecha yiyushtayim. There need to be v'hayu to tefillin always when you're wearing something b'ninecha. So therefore, don't take off the tefillin shel yad while you have b'ninecha. Okay, beautiful deal. Tana Rabbanan, tefillin me'ema time mevarech aleihem. Now, as I said, it's very confusing because before we had a non-bride, we had a mimer of Reb Shmuel Bar Bidri that me'ema time mevarech aleihem from the meaning from what point in the Maisa Mitzvah's one Mevorech. Here we're talking about Me'ematai in the sense of Me'ematai in Masechet Brachot, meaning when is the Zman of? So if someone had put on his tefillin earlier, as we're going to see that's what it's referring to, and he was a Yotzei Laderech and he had to put on his tefillin early, at what point would he be Mevorech is the question. Now this, before we begin, it's important to note that it's a question what we mean by, and he put his tefillin on early. Is there a time for wearing tefillin? Or is tefillin something that one wears all the time, day and night? We understand that the Rabbanan certainly did not allow you to sleep in tefillin, whether it's in the daytime or the nighttime, for fear you would pass gas and you wouldn't be properly respectful of your tefillin. That's a different issue. But the shaila of whether mi'ikra din nighttime is the zman tefillin is the subject of a machloket between the tanoim, as we're going to see shortly. Is laila zman tefillin or not? That's based on psukim. How we're derish the psukim. Even those who hold that laila is Zman tefillin are modeh that the Rabbanan asked at some point wearing tefillin at night, perhaps early in the evening, later in the evening, or when you're going to sleep, whatever the point is, because of the need to take proper care of your tefillin, the kiddush. Fine, that's a different issue. Now, this sugya that we're learning here, the question is, why was it mutter for a person to put on his tefillin during the night, if it's what it's referring to? We'll see that that too is not so poshut. Maybe it's talking about after Alot HaShachar, which would have a din of day, but which the Rabbanan may have still answered because of Yeshiva Bochum who are sleeping. Yes, there are people who actually sleep after Alot HaShachar. Yes, I know it strikes you as amazing, Richie.
I'm so
you mean after waking up
already? That's my life.
So here we have a fascinating machlokas Rashi and Tosfos Bichlal, how to learn the sugya, which we're going to get to, as to whether, if you hold that there is an iser of wearing tefillin at night, and Lila loves man tefillin, we'll see that it's an actual iser, not just that it's not a mitzvah. but that it's a chok that is meant to be this way. We're going to darsh. So then the question is that an isser of wearing them or an isser of putting them on? But if you were already wearing them, do you have to take them off as part of that? Or is it okay to leave them on? That's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, and we'll redefine the way that the entire sugya to come is being learned. But let's assume that this guy needed to go out early. Now there's also a machloket, which is no gayadis, as to whether if you are in need of shmirah on your tefillin. So say you're traveling, you're worried that tefillin are going to get lost, or they'll be handled improperly. Can you put on your tefillin, even according to the Ma'ad Yomer, it's Laila loves Ma'ad Tefillin, to protect them, not to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. According to Rashi, even the Ma'ad Yomer holds you're not allowed b'diraita to wear tefillin. Holds you are allowed to put them on for purposes of protection. According to Tosis, if it's an issur d'oraita, how can you put them? What is that supposed to mean? The Rabbanan maybe wouldn't have answered the problem of sleeping in your tefillin if you need to be shermida, the chashash of sleeping in your tefillin. Okay, that too is nogea. Now, if lamaisa you hold, like the Ma'ad Yomer, that's Laila loves Ma'ad Tefillin, and there would be no excuse for putting them on before. Nonetheless, you can understand this braita as referring to a case where it's already after Alot HaShachar, which is day, in which case, for sure you're allowed to put on Tefillin. As a matter of fact, because then it would be a mitzvah to put on Tefillin. Except that the Rabbonim came up with a shir, again, for the same reason. The Rabbonim came up with a shir that you need to be makirat chaveiro. From the someone that you're not that close to, that you would be able to recognize. But there's enough light, which is 52 minutes before, according to some even more, of Alot HaShachar, of Zricha. But okay, whatever it is, but certainly it could be referring to over here a case where a guy just put it on, he was going out to the airport, he puts on his tefillin early. All right, that could be. So that is what it's referring to over here, Mi'ematai. So Mi'ematai comes from the moment, Mi'ematai Mevarer, Mishat Anachatan, in this case it means, again, you see how it was a play on words. We were talking about it before. Nonetheless, the Gemara didn't want to answer. It's just a play on words, obviously. So Mishat Anachatan means from the Zman that you would be chayef for Anacha. Ketzah. So Yamashkim Latzeit Lader. You're waking up early, and you're worried about your tefillin. Umit Yarei Shema Yovedus. There's no question, the bright explains itself. We're talking about you were wearing your tefillin in advance. Now you're afraid something's going to happen to them. So minicha, you're allowed to put them on now, even the rabbonan, though the rabbonan had asked it. Let's talk about after all the tashacha. Ukishiyagia zimanan, when that time comes that you're able to be makirat chaveiro, then mimashmesh behen umevorech aleihem. At that point, you simply touch your tefillin, and you make a bracha on your tefillin. Now, as Tosis points out, what this implies is that you do not need to loosen your tefillin and make a bracha again, but that it's enough that you put your hand on them. And indeed, later we have it says, miniach yadan aleihem, which is enough. It says, and I do not believe that that's because of the Gemara that we're going to have later, that it's a mitzvah to touch your tefillin all the time, the kav v'chomer mitzit, to be aware of them. And therefore, because that's not the mitzvah that would be mevorech, huh? Therefore, when it comes to the tzitzit, it would be the same thing. If you're making a bracha on the tzitzit, later, you don't have to put them on again, but you're mevorech on them, you're mamash mishpam. It's enough. And there's no difference between the tefillin and the talit. It's very interesting to get halacha lemaisa. It's the admatai menichan. Now, we have three shitot coming up. According to Rashi, all of the shitot hold that Lila loves Ma'ad Tefillin. Only the first shita, the Tanakama, it doesn't say who it is. Admatai menichan, ad shetishaka hachama. The Tanakama holds you're not allowed to wear Tefillin at night at all. And therefore, Lila loves Ma'ad Tefillin means loves Ma'ad Tefillin not to put them on and not to leave them on. But Rabbi Yaakov Omer, now if you're already wearing your tefillin, it's not referring to when do you have to take them off. When are you allowed to put them on? It's referring to when do you have to take them off. So Rabbi Yaakov Omer, ad shetichaleh rega menasho. It's until the point that, just like at Hanukkah, until people are no longer walking outside. So then already the zaman that we ask you for leaving it on, because of whatever word you're going to fall asleep and so on, you can't leave it on either. V'chachamim omrim ad zman shena. And it actually goes according to when you're ready to go to sleep. Again, because midioraita, even if Lila's loves them on tefillin, it only means loves them on tefillin to put them on and not to have to take them off. Here is where Tosfos argues. It says, where would you get such a halacha from? If Lila's man loves man tefillin, what would be the difference between leaving them on and putting them on? Therefore, he learns that only the Tana Kama holds that Lila loves man tefillin, which is why they have to be off your head at the very moment that there's not a mitzvah to put them on. It's the same thing. Whereas Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachomim that argue with Rabbi Yaakov, according to Tosfos, both old Laila is mantvillin, and it's only because of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said, look, forget about putting tefillin on at night at all. That we'll see. If you're wearing the tefillin, then take them off either at Isman Shekola Regaman Ashuk, or when you're holding by sleeping. And of course, in the morning as well, up until the Zman of the actual Yakirat Chaviro. So this is a major machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, which has a lot of other implications we'll see throughout the sugya. Now, modim chachomim v'Rabbi Yaakov, it should say. But nonetheless, both the chachomim Rabbi Yaakov were moded to the Tana Kama. She'im chaltsan latzit lebeit hakisei or lekanes lebeit habrechatz. If you had to take them off, then you certainly do not put them on. Now, according to Rashi, this is obvious. That is because Lila loves man tefillin is the fact that you don't put on tefillin. But according to Tosis, we'll have to say that there's two separate issues. The Rabbanan were geizer not to leave them on after a particular time. And then there's a separate included in that broad gezerah to view Lila as if there's not Zman Tefillin at all. So if you took them off in a fashion which they're not on you at all, because you're not allowed to be wearing them, then don't put them on at all, even in Rabban. It comes out that there's three separate elements to that Gezeirah de Rabbana. If you're not wearing them, don't put them on from the beginning of the night. If you are wearing them, then it's a machloket between Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachamim. At what point you have to take them on, off? When you wake up in the morning, don't put them on until such time that your makir is chavira. Okay, so all of this is a broadening, which Lamaisa is a little bit strange, since Tosfos is so upset about the thought that there would be a nafkamina between leaving them on and putting them on, and yet the Rabbanan create exactly that difference, despite the fact that they have no pattern in the Torah to create that difference. Why create it? So there's something innately problematic with the approach of Tosfos. Usually we pattern on the Kein Dioraita, but he's claiming the Kein Dioraita. It's impossible Kein Dioraita in this case. Yeah, I'm just throwing out issues to be aware of, to think about in this circuit.
Tzitzis is
we're going to, nothing to do with tzitzis. We're going to get to the logic in a moment. Mar's about to talk about it. Omer of Nachman, halacha Rabbi Yaakov. Look, we paskin like Rabbi Yaakov and Lamaisa. If you're wearing your tefillin, leave them on until techala regal menashu. Rav Chista v'Rabba Bar Avuna, indeed, matzla b'orta, they daven myrav wearing their tefillin. Because, after all, if I'm still wearing my tefillin, I don't take them off, so why would I take them off early? So I was still wearing my tefillin for myrav, so I leave them on for myrav. It's not yet the time for the chala regal menashu. Igani amri, Omer of Nachman, others say, what did Rav Nachman say? Was that ein halacha k'Rav Yaakov, which did not mean ein halacha k'Rav Yaakov, but like the Chachomim will argue on Rav Yaakov, because on the contrary, the Chachomim will argue on Rav Yaakov even say you can leave it on Azman Shena, but rather ein halacha k'Rav Yaakov, but rather I'll leave it at Tanakama. Tosis is bothered by the fact, if that's the case, just say halacha k'Rabbonim. He says, because it isn't clear whether there's a Rabbanan or whether it's an Amad Diomar, Loshen Yochid, Loshen Rabim, he doesn't know who it is. So he didn't want to say it, because we have over the Chachomim that argue on Rabbi Yaakov. So he wanted to make it clear. It's not that Chachomim, it's not Rabbi Yaakov at all. Not Rabbi Yaakov, and not the Bar Plukt of Rabbi Yaakov as the Chachomim. It's like the first Tana in the Braita that you can't leave them on your head at all. Ask the Gemara. But wait, if that's the case, why were Rechista and Rabba Bar Avuna davening with their tefillin on during Myrav? Vaha Rechista and Rabba Bar Avuna, Matzlo Bu'urta. No, fine, hopefully. They obviously argued. It's not that they held a Renak, but there's something we don't know about. They actually argue. Now, Mi Omar Rabba Bar Avuna Hachi, Vahama Rabba Bar Avuna, how could Rabba Bar Avuna have left his tefillin on during Myrav if he himself says, Safek Hashecha, Safek Lo Hashecha, Lo kolaitz velomenia. If you're not sure if it's already nighttime, then where's my puffer fish? If you're not sure, then you don't take them off your head, but you don't put them on. Now, that would mean that if you know for a fact that it was chashecha, you'd have to take them off. Kolaitz, and here he used to wear them during Arvit. How do you explain that contradiction? That's talking about Be'erev Shabbat, Itmar. That is referring to if you're not sure if it's Shabbos yet, because you do not put on your tefillin, even according to Rabbi Bar Avuna, on Shabbat Kodesh. Why not? Hold on a minute. Because the question of Shabbat and the question of Laila Zman Tefillin are completely interrelated. How can he say on the one hand that Laila is Zman Tefillin and therefore he wouldn't take them off and he would wear them even at night? And on the other hand, you would say that Shabbat is not Zman Tefillin. Isn't it the same thing? My kasava. I kasava Laila Zman Tefillin. So then Shabbat nami Zman Tefillin, as we're going to see in the Pasuk. The ikas of a Shabbat loves Zman Tefillin, and therefore you don't put your tefillin on if you're not sure whether it was already Shabbat. So then Laila Nami loves Zman Tefillin. How do I see that these two are related? Because the mihecha de mimata Shabbat, mihata mimate leilot. It's the same pasuk that excludes Shabbat, that excludes leilot, and therefore it would make no sense to say, make sure you get the tefillin off before Shabbat, and not say, make sure you get the tefillin off before it's night. The same pasuk. What is that pasuk, Tanya? Vishamarta et achuka hazot lemoada miyamim yamima. Now look, the Torah has just finished a long description of the mitzvot of Pesach, concluding with the mitzvah of tefillin in one pasuk. And at the end of this long description of future history, it says, and keep this for all generations. Now, is that referring to the final word, meaning the tefillin? Or is it referring to the whole discussion of the Korban Pesach and the matzah and so on?
This is book.
Yeah, but which one is it? So if you learn that the chukah hazot is a reference to tefillin, so then you have to explain miyamim yamima. We learn, in fact, yamim means dafka daytime. And that's lo leilot. Miyamim, but not all days, only from some of the days. And that is v'lo kol yamim. What would it exclude? Prat l'shabbatot v'yamim tovim. Divrei Rabbi Yosi HaGlili. So what do you see? That according to Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, both Laila and Yamim Tovim are excluded. Rabbi Akiva Omer, not the word et achukah hazot, is a reference to the Korban Pesach, the mitzvahs of Pesach. Lo ne'amar chukat zo ela Pesach, which was the entire introduction to the idea of the chukah hazo. In which case, he doesn't hold like anybody, right? So then how's he? He's not other Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds there's no pasuk to exclude not Shabbat and not Beilot. The pasuk is talking about Pesach. According to the Tanakhama, then the Shamar Liver of Yosi HaGlili, according to that, both Laila and Shabbat, but there's no Tana that says partially like Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, partially like Rabbi Akiva here. And says the Gemara, it's not true. This Rabbi Bar Avuna, who holds Shabbat not, but Laila yes, actually follows Rabbi Akiva as Rabbi Akiva explains in a different brayta. Here Rabbi Akiva is just saying, don't give me any limud from Miyamim Yamima to Tefillin, because Miyamim Yamima is referring to Pesach. But he doesn't specifically say what he holds Lagabe Tefillin. In fact, in a brayta, Rabbi Akiva has a different makor for excluding only Shabbat and Yamim Tovim. And what is that? The Tanya. He holds, Nafkalei says the Gemara, Rabbi Bar Avuna learns out the Yisr of Shabbat of Tfilin, Mehechad and Afkele the Rabbi Akiva, the Tanya. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Yocho Yaniach Adam Tefillin B'Shabbatot V'Yamim Tovim. You might think you should put on Tefillin on Shabbat and on Yom Tov. Talmud Lomar, V'haya le'ot. Here it says beferish, it should be an ot al yadicha, and that is l'totafot b'neinecha. Mi shetzrichim ot. That's only where it's. And it says this actually twice. I mean, it's v'haya lecha le'ot al yadicha, and we have the v'haya le'ot al yadicha l'totafot b'neinecha ki b'chosek yad. So those stresses on ot are dafka a implication to mi shetzrichim ot, where you need a sign. But why would you need a sign on Shabbat between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael if the whole point of Shabbat is ki oti beni? That's the point. So if you need, you show that you put on tefillin, you're denigrating the oath of Shabbat. You're saying, if I wouldn't wear my tefillin, you know, you don't see anything about in between me and God. What kind of business is that? What do you mean you don't see anything? The whole day proclaims our love for each other. You need to assert it by tefillin. And this, of course, is in both directions. The oath, b'niuvi b'nei Yisrael. So the oath is both the avodah v'Yisrael when it comes to the tefillin, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu's tefillin when it comes to tefillin. And on Shabbat, it's the Shmirat Shabbat and the Matanav Shabbat. So according to this, why would we also not wear a tefillin on Yom Tov? Because Yom Tov, you could say, is called Shabbat. Shabbaton. Ah, but then what about Chol HaMoed? Would you put on tefillin? Because, I mean, B'yom HaRishon, Shabbaton. B'yom HaShvi'i, Shabbaton. But how about during Chol HaMoed, where it's not called Shabbaton? Then maybe you should wear your tefillin. Says Tosafot, it's the non-asiyah of all malachot that is the ot. And therefore, that's true even during Chol HaMoed, for those who keep Chol HaMoed properly. And because of that, there's an ot. And they dress differently on Chol HaMoed. In fact, that's Kol HaMechalel at HaMoedot, is a reference to someone who dresses as if it's a weekday on Chol HaMoed. Hellfire! Ah! No jeans and t-shirts. Tosis goes through the different mikaris. As we know, yes, there are many different minhagim. There are those who actually do wear tefillin during Chol HaMoed because the Chol HaMoed is not the Shabbaton. But in Yamim Tovim, by the way, if Shein Gufan Ot, this is the reason that you don't put on tefillin at a Brit Milah, according to many, unless you're already wearing them. Aha. Because then the Milah is an Ot. If you're putting on the tefillin, it's as if you don't support the Ot of Milah. Omar Rabbi Elazar, Kol Haminiach Tefillin Achar Shekiyat Achama Over Be'aseh. According to this, it would mean that he shamer, if you learn the Pasuk, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, V'shamarta Tachuka Azot Mo'ada Miyamim Yamima, is the way to keep this mitzvah is to make sure you only do it in the daytime. In which case, if you put on your tefillin, now, the question is, put on your tefillin or leave on your tefillin? That is part of the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. And indeed, there is another Girsa, we'll see later on, that is Machalik between the two. So here it says, anybody who leaves his tefillin on or puts his tefillin on, depending how you learn, is over on Anaseh, which is Vishamarta, whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, no, he's over on a lot. Wait a minute. So that means that there's a machlokas about the famous maimer Rav Avin Omer Bilah. Come here, look at the Omer Rav Avin Omer Bilah. Kol makom shemar he shamer pen va'al, and it does say v'shamarta et achuka hazot eino el alotas. It's always a love. Could it be the mar itle the Rav Avin that if you say it's a lotas, that Rabbi Yochanan, that you hold of Rav Avin Amar Rabbi Yochanan, but if you say like Rabbi Elazar that it's only an asay, apparently he doesn't hold that he shamer or shamarta is a lashon of lach. Umar let lay the Rav Avin. Absolutely not. Kule ama ito the Rav Avin Amar Rabbi Yochanan. No one argues on this wonderful ma'amar, but rather the question is how to apply the he shamer when it is said in a lashon of a positive. Not Hishamer be, Hishamer me, but Hishamer, in this case, li, to do. Hishamer tachuka zod li moada. So therefore, that's the machlokes. Hishamer de lav. You can say, Hishamer benega atzarat, which means don't cut off the tzarat. Hishamer lecha pen tichrot lehem brit. But Hishamer, here in the lashon of Shemira, is a positive lashon. So mar sama, that Hishamer de ase, is an ase. Umashama Savar Yishamer. The Aseh is also a love instead of an implication, a love that is Bami Aseh, it's considered to be a getter of a love. As Tosus points out, it's beautiful. The Gemara Brachot says that in Eretz Yisrael, when they took off the tefillin, they made the bracha a bracha on taking it off. And the bracha was the Shmar Chukek. So that would be this chok tafka, because here it says et achukazot. And we're darshing achukazot liyamim yamima. So that would be exactly what we do, lishmor chukav. This would be chukav.
The delineation
is the chok. That's the chok. It's beautiful. Mashenki, and if you're not darshening this yamim yamima, but you're going like Rabbi Akiva, who holds as a reference to Pesach, what's lishmor chukav? Not chukav. On the taking off the tefillin. Very nice. So this would be nogea, the whole question of whether your b'chuyev take them off, or whether it's just that you don't put them on. That's part of the machlokas Rashi and Tos. V'yomar Rabbi Elazar, another maimer of Rabbi Elazar, is that im l'shamran mutar. If you're putting on your tefillin in order to watch them, that they shouldn't get lost or something like that, that would be mutter, even according to the man d'yomar, that Lila loves Mantefillin, or would be, according to Tosfos, would be mutter if it's only the Yisud Rabbana. V'yomer Ravina, Avayativna Kameda Rav Ashi. Now here's where there has to be a difference in Girsa between Rashi and Tosfos. I was sitting in front of Rav Ashi, and it was getting dark, and v'niach tefillin, he put on tefillin. Now the other Girsa is, not v'niach tefillin, but he didn't take off his tefillin, whereas v'have meniach tefillin, not v'niach, v'have meniach v'lo salkeh tefillin. Now that is the Tosfos' gears. According to Rashi, the only problem was that he was going to put on tefillin after dark. But according to Tosfos, since according to Tosfos, we're going to see, this is dependent on whether he held Lila's man tefillin, according to Tosfos, it would be even the fact that he left his tefillin on was a raya, that he held at Lila's loves mantvil. So he asked him, how is it that Rebbe is wearing tefillin, says Ravina, Yitir Ravashi, l'shamran kaboy l'umar. Is the reason you're doing this, leaving them on, or putting them on, is it because you need to be shemi your tefillin? V'amar li'in, yeah. And I saw he didn't mean yeah. He meant, better not ask. So v'chaziti l'date, I saw that what he was really holding was that he had no intention of putting him on l'shomran, but it was because of lav l'shomran, oh boy, but it was kesavar halacha, that actually halacha was laila isman tefillin. But he held in morin kein. You don't tell that to people. So he let me know, but at the same time he didn't say.
How
do
people want to know?
He let me know by saying, yeah. It's, you know, the way you quote a inside source who cannot be named. He sort of said, but I didn't quite.
You didn't hear it from me.
Exactly. Omar Rabba Baravuna, Chayav Adam Lemashmesh B'Tefillin B'Chol Sha'ah. A person should always be feeling his tefillin. Kal v'chomer mitzitz. If the tzitz, she'in bo el askara achat, it only had the Shem Hashem on it once, and nonetheless the Torah repeats v'haya al mitzcho tamid after saying that he's supposed to be wearing the tzitz, it says, and it should be there. I mean, obviously, if you put it there, it's going to be there. It must mean that tamid lo yasiyar da'ato mimenu. Make certain that you're always concentrating on the tzitz. Tefillin, she'yesh b'maskarot arbe, alachat kama b'kama. Imagine how terrible it would be to let your mind off, actively off is what it means, of the tefillin. And of course this is the reason why we don't wear tefillin all day, because it's very difficult to constantly not be mesiyar dat from the tefillin. Actively referring not to his intent, but actively referring to be engaged in something that is actively contraindicated by the presence of the Shechina in the person, such as watching TV, divrei leit sanu, kalut rosh, and so on. Of course, to those people who are careful not to have a TV in their home, in in order not to be nigrar to Kalas Rosh, like Richie, or for tzaddikim like that, and Zilberman, it's okay, because that way they won't be nigrar. It's interesting side points. One is the smach for the derech of the ktiva of the tuva, in which only the first and last mention of the chosin's name mentions his father. And the rest assume that we're referring back to the same chosin that we referred to before. That we see from our Gemara, obviously. How do we see that from our Gemara? because the Omer Rabavin, Omer Rabila, Komako Mar Itle de Rabavin, Mar Letle de Rabavin, Kulam Itle de Rabavin, Omer Rabila. See, there you go. Now, the other limud from here is more profound. The other limud from here is that, as the Rambam mentions in his glorious footnote, Fermat's wonderful theorem that wasn't room for, so as he mentions that it was nizgala to him, the inyanim of Hashgacha Pratis, of Nevi'im, and how bad things happen to good people, and so on and so forth. He mentions a difference, which doesn't seem on the surface to add up, which is that there is a basal difference, as opposed to an active difference. Here we see from Tefillin exactly that point.
In the what?
In the Tefillin, that there's being aware of actively, and that's the Mishmush. There is a not forgetting, which is not do something that the moment that you want to do it, you realize you're wearing Tefillin, like Malachas on Shabbos. And then there is a counter awareness, which is active Hasachas Das, with a different getting. Beautiful. Omar Rav Yehuda, Kesher Shal Tefillin Tzarich Sheyeh Lamala, Kedei Sheyeh Yisrael Lamala Velo Lamata, V'Tzarich Sheyeh Klapei Panim, Kedei Sheyeh Yisrael Lefanim Velo Lachar, or Klapei Ponim, Kedei Sheyeh Yisrael Lefanim Velo Lachar. Omar Shmuel Bar Bidri, Omar Rav Armila, Omar Rav Acharich, Omar Rav Unav Armila, Omar Menashe, Omar Shmuel, Tefillin, Meim Atay Mevorech Aleyem, Mi Sha'at Hanakatan. What? You have to make it before Hamachatan. Call him Mitzvot Kolam Mavarech Aleihem Over Lasiatan. Rabbi Avraham Damer Tavayu. What it means is Mishaat Anacha V'Ad Shaat Kishira. Omre Chista Sach Pein Tefila Letfila Hozer Umevarech Sach In Lo Sach Lo V'Shalach Refchia Bereder of Huna V'Shmeder Rav Yochanan that Bedavka there are two brachas. Al tefila shel yad omer bruch asher kedishanu mitzvotav v'tzivanu laniach tefillin. And al tefillin shel rosh omer bruch asher kedishanu mitzvotav v'tzivanu mitzvan tefillin. Abaye v'rova d'armet avayu. Lo sach mevorech achad, sach mevorech shtayim, which means either the second bracha or the book two brachas again, according to Rashi, according to Tosfos, respectively. Tana. Sach ben tefillah da tefillah aveirahi biyado, according to Rashi, if he didn't make the bracha, according to Tosfos, if he was gur in the need for the bracha, meaning the first bracha, but anyway he'd be making the second bracha. V'chozer alav mi'archei ha-milchama. Tana, kishu miniach shayat, v'yachakach miniach shalosh. U'kishu cholet shalosh, v'acharkach cholet shalyat. So bishloma, kishu miniach shayat, v'acharkach miniach shalosh, tehtiv, everybody understands that. Where do you get that from? Omar Rabba Ravuna Hasbroli Omar Kro Vayula Totafot Beninecha Kozman Shabeninecha Yiyu, meaning Tefillin Shtai. Tan Rabbon Tefillin Mehmatai Mevorechalayim Mishaat Hamachatan Ketzat. Hayamashkim latzeit laderech before the zman tefillin. Umityarei shema yovedu. So you have a right to be menichan. Again, either problem drabonim or even according to if it's talking about after alot hashachar only drabonim, or if it's still at night, would be only according to man yom mitzvah zman tefillin. According to Tosfos, according to Rashi, even if it is zman tefillin, rather it is zman tefillin. According to Tosfos, according to Rashi, even if it's not zman tefillin. But menichan, kshiyagi hazmanan, memashmesh ben mevorech aleihem. V'yad matay menichan, ad shetishaka hachama. Rabbi Yaakov omer, ad shetchala regel min hashuk. V'chachamim omrim, ad zman shena. U'modim chachamim l'Rabbi Yaakov, sh'im chaltsan latzeit l'beit hakiseh o l'beit hamerchatz, v'shaka hachama shuv eino chozer menichan. Omra Nachan Aloha Krib Yaakov, Vachista Varaba Varavuna, Varavuna actually kept their tefillin on, Amatra Burta from Myrav. Ikiri Amri Omra Nachman, Ein Aloha Krib Yaakov, but rather like the first Tana. I, Varav, Chista Varaba Varavuna, they were matzlabu beurta for Myriv. They argue, obviously, who pligit. Umi amar rabba baravuna, that you wear your tefillin for arvit, v'amar rabba baravuna, safik hashecha, safik lo hashecha, lo chalet v'lo meniach. But it's clear from his wording that if it was vadai hashecha, you would have to be chalet. How could he wear his tefillin for Myriv? That's talking about Erev Shabbat. Wait a minute, my kasavar. Ikasavar Laila is mantvilin. So then the same thing is true of Shabbat is mantvilin. Vikasavar Shabbat loves mantvilin. Then Laila Nami loves mantvilin. But how can he have it somewhere in the middle? Because after all, me'echad v'mate Shabbat, the same pasuk is v'mate leilot, Titania. V'shamarta tachuka hazot l'mo'ada miyamim yamima. Dafka yamim means yamim v'lo leilot. Mi yamim means v'lo ko yamim. Prat l'shabbatot v'yamim tovim divrei Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Rabbi Akiva omer, nah, the chukazot is not referring to tefillin. The chukazot is a reference only to Pesach bilvad. Answers the Gemara, Rabba Baravun is nafka l'miyach and nafka l'Rabbi Akiva elsewhere. The Tanya Rabbi Akiva omer, yachu yani yachatam tefillin b'shabbatot v'yamim tomim. Talmud lomar v'yalo ot al yaddecha, ultotafot beninecha. Mishetzuchim ot, yatzu shabbatot v'yamim tovim, shehin gufan ot. Omra b'lozer, kol aminiach tefillin achar shkiat hachama, over be'aseh, Rabbi Yochanan omer over b'lav. Leima b'ravavin omer b'lav, kamifuket omer b'avin omer b'lav, kol makom shenemar yishomer, pen ve'al, eno ela lo ta'aseh. Shall we say the mar eat like the Ravavim, umar let like the Ravavim? Nah, kuleyame eat like the Ravavim, umar bilah. Question over here is welcome, if look at. Mar savar, he shamed the lav, he shamed the asay, umar savar, he shamed the asay, nami lav. Vyomer Rabbi Elazar, im le shomran mutar, vyomer Ravina, vyatim like a mid Ravashi, vechashach, he niach to feelin, or los lake to feelin. Va'amre le l'shomran koboi l'imor mar, and he says yeah. V'chazit eladaita delav l'shomran uboi, but kasava halakha ve'in mor inkein. Omar Rabba Baravuna chayav adam l'mashmish batefilin b'chol sha'ah kal v'chomer mitzitz matzit she'in bo ala askara achat amra Torah v'ayal mitzchot tamid, meaning shelo tasir da'ato mimenu tefilin sheyesh bo askarot harbei. Alakat kama vikama.